estate manager at Stourhead. Our new series about saving special places features a very special place indeed. If you've ever been there, you'll know exactly what I mean. Mount Stuart in County Down in Northern Ireland. Frances Bailey is the project curator at Mount Stuart. She has been for the last 3 years. She's on the line to us from there. It is a very special place, isn't it, Frances?
It's a wonderful place, an extremely special place and very dear to my heart. And I'm really enjoying being involved in the work that we're doing here at the moment.
Could you tell us something about the sort of, as I say, special atmosphere? Because it has what it's almost of lushness when I've been there, which you don't automatically associate with Northern Ireland.
Well, it does benefit from this wonderful microclimate of being on the edge of Strangford Loch. And the house is surrounded by the most fantastic gardens, the creation of Edith, Lady Londonderry, and they are full of colour and scent and variety. And it's the smell of the eucalyptus, I think, that's the first thing that hits most people when they come into the gardens, and is certainly my abiding link with Mount Stuart.
I absolutely agree. You can smell the place almost before you see it. And there's that, it's mixed in with that sort of ozone-y smell from Strangford Loch.
Oh, the fresh salt water is just wonderful. The salty tang, that sort of wonderful freshness and invigorating atmosphere of it.
So now there's very major work underfoot, isn't there? Can you just tell me briefly what's planned for Mount Stuart?
Well, we're currently undertaking this extraordinary project, £7 million of National Trust, largely National Trust money. And the house has needed a lot of work for quite a long time. And we've been very conscious that we wanted to do this work right and to preserve the very special atmosphere within the house as well as in the gardens. And the house is an extraordinary place too, built in the 1804 and then greatly extended in the 1840s. But all the interior decoration dates mainly to the 20th century and was very much the creation of Edith, Lady Londonderry in the 1930s through the 1950s and then also of her daughter, Lady Mary. And we are aiming to preserve the best of all the interior decoration from Lady Londonderry's time in particular, but also we are in communication with and being greatly guided by her granddaughter, Lady Rose Lauritsen, who herself has a wonderful eye for detail, for decoration, for colour. And so we are also transforming some rooms of the house in line with her thoughts and ideas. And it's a very exciting time for the house. It's sort of transferring the house from the past into the future, rather than trying to wind the clock back to some maybe dreamy and untouchable past.
Sounds absolutely amazing. And £7 million, this has got to be a major project, as you say. How long is it going to take?
Well, the house is due to open again early next year, 2015. We've already been working here for nearly 2 years in one way or another. And it does include a great range of activities, from restoration of all the windows, a great deal of restoration work to interior plaster work, also all the hidden services, so complete rewiring of all the light fittings, of which there are very many, and fire and security, of course, and introducing environmental control in the form of humidity-controlled heating system.
Frances Bailey, thank you very much indeed. Well, the editor of our magazine, Sally Palmer, is with me. Sally, you've been to Mount Stuart recently too, but you went for a slightly different reason. Before we get on to your impressions of it, because there's a series of articles really in this current magazine all about what the National Trust saves and why. Tell us about that.
Yes, that's right. I thought, when I've been at the Trust for a year now, and I was quite interested, not just in the fact that the Trust is somewhere to take your family on a day out, but the fact that it is a charity and that the reason it runs its places the way it does is to make money for the charity to allow it to continue to save special places forever for everyone, as in its original charter.
His remit, yeah.
That's right. So I thought it would be interesting to share a little bit more with our members about why we save, what we save, and how we take those decisions. So I went to Mount Stuart because there was a lot of very interesting things happening there this year, and it seemed like a very good example of one of the places that we do choose to save. I've also spoken to some of the donors about why they think that the trust is worthwhile of their support. Some of these benevolent organisations, such as Royal Oak in the States and the CETA Trust, the Landfill Communities Fund and the Heritage Lottery Fund as well, about why they've... But I've tried to get to the people behind these organisations and say, look, you know, why the trust? Why do you think it's worth you giving us these grants?
So we're talking about contributions here, aside from the vast majority of money which the Trust uses, which of course comes from its members.
Absolutely. And I spoke to Susan Foster, the Director of Fundraising, and it's every penny counts here. And she was very keen that we got the message across that membership is the most fundamental way in which you can support the Trust and all the work it tries to do. We're very grateful to support from organisations like this, but members first and foremost are enormously helpful, and we couldn't do what we do without them.
And obviously what runs through all of these things, their decision to give grants, some are multi-million pounds, some are tens of thousands of pounds. They all believe in some way or other this is a special place. Back to what we've been talking about, most definitely in that category, at Mount Stuart, which is a special place. And there's lots going on there, as I understand it. Something like 22 new rooms are going to be up there, because an awful lot of what you rather wonderfully call chattels, in other words, the bits and pieces that used to be at the property, have been gathered up and rounded up and are being brought back to Mount Stuart.
Yes, that's right. The Trust has bought some of them. Some of them have been passed to the Trust by the government in lieu of inheritance taxes, and some have been loaned by the current Marquess of Londonderry, who is the cousin of the lady who's there at the moment, Lady Rose. So they've got all these amazing new objects that used to belong to the family and which are now going to be showcased. And in order to showcase them, they are opening up a total of 22 new rooms to the public. So all this year, there's a big restoration project that's going to be open to visitors to go and explore while they're in the process of restoring the rooms.
Well, just to give some people, listeners, an idea, Mount Stuart used to have something like 20% of the furniture and the bits and pieces that it once contained. Now, with these donations, it will have 95%.
Yes, this will be a very significant thing for this part of Ireland. Mount Stuart is set on the shores of Strangford Loch, which is an absolutely beautiful wildlife haven, and contributes very much to the sort of special feeling of this astonishing place. Gives it a very interesting microclimate as well, which allows them to grow astonishing things in their garden. They've got a sort of internationally significant garden there that grows everything from plants from the Himalaya, plants from Australasia. I mean, an astonishing variety of stuff grows there.
It is, as you rightly say, and as we've been hearing from you and from Francis, a very, very special place. Sally Palmer, thank you very much indeed.